Thank you.
What's a tree hog?
What's a tree hog,
a tree
Tom?
Hog?
It's something that I ate at Tom's house.
You don't know what it is, but it tastes a lot like chicken. Is that what? It's a female squirrel making hog noises when it mates. Well, I guess I'm glad I didn't walk under that tree.
to its mate.
That's probably after that particular ceremony, complaining about the efficiency, production, and therefore, you know, everything else. But there's a couple of things that I've always wanted to do as an MC. And one of them is, will the owner of a gray Toyota, I don't get to do that, but I've got something that's almost as good. I'd like everybody who carries a small change purse to check and see if they possess one. Because if you possess one and you don't have it on your person now, I know where to find it. And if you're looking for it, come see me. We think it might belong to a child because of the size and the fact that there aren't any keys attached to it. But if you're missing a change purse, it's mine, and it'll only cost you $40 or $50. I knew this performer back when, and I get to do that with our next performer because I knew Dana Ward before she was Dana Ward. She's got one of the... Well, that would have been before she was born. That's right. Before you build yourself as a performer. I'm getting myself in trouble here, so... Mark that spot on the tape. Here we're going to start all over. I knew Dana Ward back when she was somebody else. How's that? The only reason I brought that up is because Dana has some tapes available under her former life. See, she was in prison. And and now she's in the Witness Protection Program. And back then she was called Dana Kogut, so for those of you who are out there looking and lurking in the woods, for whatever reason she's in the Witness Protection Program, you can find her tapes at the Old Marble Stage, where you can find tapes of many of the performers you'll see here today. And Dana has an accompanist. What are you playing today? One of those, a mandolin. One of those small instruments. Ken Lewis. Dana and Ken came over to a campsite at a festival where I was...
This weather plays hell with the instruments.
And with me too.
There it is.
Let's see. Can you put that cord over there so we can see some kind of list?
Some kind of list.
Yeah. That's
there
good.
We go.
That might make a weird noise.
Okay.
Let's do that, the one we did a while ago, right. Since we're warmed up on that. This is a duet by a woman named Gillian Welch. She lives up in Nashville, Tennessee, and I think it's the only sort of Florida song we know because it has something about picking oranges in it.
Yeah.
It's called One More Dollar.
One, two, three.
A long time ago, I left my home for a job in the fruit trees. But I miss those hills with their windy pines for their song. I send my wages to my home, said we'd soon be together, for the next good crop would pay my way. I'd be coming home forever. One more dime to show for my pay, one more dollar and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam. One more dollar and I'm going home. No word, said the boss at the bunkhouse door. There's a freeze on the branches. When the dice came out at the bar downtown, I rolled and I took my chances. One more dime to show for my pay. One more dollar and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam. One more dollar and I'm going home. Can you spare a song and a Christian prayer? For my luck has turned against me. One more dime to show for my pay. One more dollar and I'm on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam. One more dollar and I'm going home. When I reach those hills, boys, I'll never roam. One more dollar and I'm going home.
Plus,
thank you.
Plus, it was falling down my face.
Well, that was probably the fastest song we're going to do. It's too hot. The rest of them are going to be waltzes.
You
want to
do heart song?
Sure.
We're going to do a song this is the one I probably don't know very well because I wrote it, but I wrote it about a week ago, so I don't have it that well memorized yet, but we'll give it a whirl. And Ken will cover me on the mandolin if I mess up.
Yeah, right. Okay. Hopefully.
Let me think of the first tell. Let me think how it starts.
Do a little turnaround?
Yeah.
Hard sounds. 1, 2, 3.
A long time ago, a boy courted a girl. Boy courted a girl with her daddy nearby. A mom in the next room could hear every sigh when they sang those sweet love songs. They called them heart songs, heart songs, with words as sweet as a dove. They sang those heart songs.
Speaking of heart songs, this is a song written by a fellow named Pete Sutherland, who's an excellent fiddle player and songwriter. And it's sort of in the same theme. It's about the old songs that are kind of getting lost these days as people move on to rap and rock and roll and everything. It's a story
and
about
people,
his aunt.
And they don't sing at home anymore.
That's right. People do not sing at home.
People need to sing in their houses.
They have videos and stereos and CDs that sing for them. So y'all need to start singing here. This is a song called Aunt Sue. 1, 2, 3. One day in a bookstore, I happened to look, and I saw her name written in an old songbook. The ballad that she'd given them was written on the page, just the way her mother sang it in her old age. So I asked my daddy, "Did you know your Aunt Sue? Did she sing the Gypsy Davy or Two Sisters for you? With your milk and your cookies, did she serve you up a song? Oh, Dad, do you remember, though it's been so long? And I know more tunes than the man in the moon, and each flying phrase is a sweet living thing. But I'd lay down this fiddle just once I could hear my dad's Aunt Susan sing." Well, my daddy kind of chuckled, and he nodded his head. "Your great Aunt Sue's quite the character," he said. "She could tan the living hair off a young boy's hide. She could tell us kids a story, make us laugh till we cried. But songs I don't remember, I couldn't tell you what kind. She must have known some hymns, though I wouldn't have paid no mind. Those old folks were always singing some old parlor song. More than that I couldn't tell you, it's been too long. And I know more tunes than the man in the moon, and each flying phrase is a sweet living thing. But I'd lay down this fiddle just once I could hear my dad's Aunt Susan sing."
Turn the bass down on the guitar. The monitor anyway, thanks.
And once the songs were passed along from mother down to child, and each family sang them in their own fine style, songs that seemed they'd last forever just grew stranger every day, till no one seemed to listen and they faded away. Well, I had to learn Aunt Susan's song from that old book I'd bought. I could sing it for you now, right or wrong, it's all I've got. For the voice that could have taught me, it's been still these 40 years. I just strain to hear an echo that will never reach my ears. And I know more tunes than the man in the moon, and each flying phrase is a sweet living thing. But I'd lay down this fiddle if just once I could hear my dad's Aunt Susan sing. And I know more tunes than the man in the moon, and each flying phrase is a sweet living thing. But I'd lay down this fiddle if just once I could hear my dad's Aunt Susan sing.
Thank you. Let's do Radio Boogie.
All right.
I guess we'll have to get a little bit heated up for this one. This is called the Radio Boogie, and I need to look up who wrote it because I don't have the name, and it was written back in the 40s.
One, two, three.
Well, I got me a hat and an old guitar, and I made a down payment on a second-hand car. Got me a job on the radio, and I'm saving up money for a fiddle and a bow to do the radio boogie all over the dial. with a solid kick and a red hot lick, it's Tennessee style. Well, early in the morning when the sun comes up, I pull the cork from the jug and I take a little sup. Sun keeps shining, I'm gonna plow a little corn. If it starts to rain, I'll just grind it in the barn. Do the radio boogie all over the dial. With a solid kick and a red hot lick, it's Tennessee style. Well, I call my gal on the telephone. What you doing, honey? Are you all alone? Come on over about an hour or so, and let's do the boogie by the radio. We'll do the radio boogie all over the dial. With a solid kick and a red hot lick, it's Tennessee style. Well, I got me a job in a hillbilly band. I got me some clothes, I got some money to spend. Everybody else everywhere will say, well, the radio boogie's all they can say. We'll do the radio boogie all over the dial. With a solid kick and a red hot lick, it's Tennessee style. We'll do the radio boogie all over the dial. With a solid kick and a red hot lick, it's Tennessee style.
Thanks. That's a fun one.
Okay. How about Gone Gonna Rise?
All right.
This is a song called Gone Gonna Rise, and we like songs that tell a story, and especially songs in the traditional vein. And this was written by a friend up in Charlotte, Cy Conn. He's a great folk songwriter. Yeah. And it's called Gone Gonna Rise Again.
I remember the year that my granddaddy died. Gone gonna rise again. They dug his grave on the mountainside. Gone gonna rise again. I was too young to understand the way he felt about the land, but I could read his history in his hands. Gone gonna rise again. It's corn in the crib and apples in the bin. Gone gonna rise again. Ham in the smokehouse, cotton in the gin. Gone gonna rise again. Cows in the barn and hogs in the lot. You know he never had a lot, but he worked like the devil for the little he'd got. Gone gonna rise again. These apple trees on the mountainside, gone gonna rise again. He planted the seeds just before he died. Gone gonna rise again. I guess he knew that he'd never see the red fruit hanging from the tree, but he planted those seeds for his children and me. Gone gonna rise again. High on the ridge above the farm. Gone gonna rise again. I think of my people that have gone on. Gone gonna rise again. Like a tree that grows in the mountain ground, the storms of life have cut them down, but the new wood springs from the roots underground. Gone gonna rise again.
Thank you. Thanks. Great song.
Yeah, okay.
I'll let Dana sing another song that she wrote. It's a really wonderful song that everybody comes up and says, geez, that just reminds me so much of my grandmother. So.
It's called Patchwork.
She spends her time these days sitting in a rocking chair by the fire or on the porch, 'cause she still likes fresh air. Though she takes things slow now, her mind is moving fast. When she goes, she wants to leave something that will last. So from the old work basket that's always close at hand, she takes a needle and a thread and steps to work again. She's sewing up the pieces of the days and nights gone by. With every stitch, her mind goes back and memories start to fly. Her hands hold the pieces of a life so rich and long, a family bound by love and tears and a marriage that was strong. Left alone, each square is just a second lost in time. But when she joins them with her love, it's the patchwork of her life. Well, there's denim worn as fine as silk from years spent on the farm. The calico she wore to dances in the neighbor's barn. The shirt that made his eyes so blue, it took her breath away. When she feels it on her skin, she could see him clear as day. And there's a piece from every baby's dress that she ever made. The way the children grew, it seemed she sewed both night and day. Kitchen curtains from the old place when they moved to town. A small piece stolen from the hem of a graduation gown. Her hands hold the pieces of a life so rich and long, a family bound by love and tears and a marriage that was strong. Left alone, each square is just a second lost in time. And when she joins them with her love, it's the patchwork of her life. Now the man who stole her heart when she was just a girl is gone. Children scattered far and wide with families of their own. When she works that quilt and dreams, and all of them are near, her mind takes her back again to the one she holds so dear. Her hands hold the pieces of a life so rich and long, a family bound by love and tears and a marriage that was strong. Left alone, each square is just a second lost in time. When she joins him with her love, it's the patchwork of her life. When she joins him with her love, it's the patchwork of her life.
All right, we just have a waltz.
You want to do Don't Let Our Love Die?
Okay.
Okay. This is written by, I never can remember. Who's this written by?
Alan O'Brien.
Alan O'Brien
of the Nashville Bluegrass Band.
And it's called Don't Let Our Love Die.
One, two.
Oh, darling, don't let our love die. When you left me, I asked you why. You just shook your head and started crying instead. Oh, darling, don't let our love die.
Oh, what of the good times and memories?
What of the plans we made?
So what do I do now you've left me?
Is it too late for me to say? Oh, darling, keep our love alive. If we don't try, our love won't survive. How can it be true? Now am I losing you? Oh, darling, don't let our love die. Could I change and make you need me?
Would it do any good to try?
And did our lives fall apart so completely?
Is there nothing left now but goodbye?
Oh, darling, what more can I say? Please don't throw our sweet love away. How can it be gone? Once our love was so strong. Oh, darling, don't let our love die. Oh, darling, don't let our love die.
Thank you.
We just got time for one more. We appreciate y'all sitting out here today. Appreciate you having the energy to clap, as hot as it is. And I think, actually, it's my guitar. It's very resonant, and it'll just start playing itself over here. We're getting ready to go down and play in the amphitheater, which I have a feeling is probably in the bright sun about now. Yeah. So this was very luxurious here in the shade. Let's see, what should we do? Wichita.
All right, we'll end with, boy, we're playing too many fast songs for being as hot as it is.
But. This is another Gillian Welch song.
Okay.
Called Wichita.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
She went back to Wichita. She went back to her ma and pa. Reckon I saw her next to my truck, pumping gas with the car backed up. She talks neighbors will. They're waiting for the tanks to fill. Talk about nothing, how it might snow, how far she had to go. Going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. You can still hear the night birds call back in Wichita. She came here in 85. She came here as a July bride. But it never got easy, she never got rich. Ain't got much of what she came here with. Good times have all been spent. She ain't broke, but she's badly bent. Nothing she wants here, nothing that shines. She's made up her mind. Going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. You can still hear the night birds call back in Wichita. She says, for all my time, well, I ain't got much to show. You can tell that man of mine and anyone who wants to know. Going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. You can still hear the night birds call back in Wichita. Going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. You can still hear the night birds call back in Wichita.
Thank you.
Thank you. What do you guys feel this? And Ken Lewis. And if you want to see us, oh, they turned us off. Oh, well. Oh, I was just going to say that there's Billings in the schedule as Lewis and Smith, too, and that's also us. Because Smith isn't here.
It's that witness.
architect. Mark and Linda faculty.
Cherokee Shuffle. We'll talk like this.
What's next, dear?
Next is an old fiddle tune that obviously doesn't come from Florida because it's called Dry and Dusty. Instrument is the auto harp, and we have several with us. They're in different keys, which is why we switch off. And Mark plays a little bit differently than other people play it. Mainly, the main difference is that he doesn't use any finger picks. He uses his nails, which makes him able to do certain strums that you can't do when you're worried about your finger picks falling off.
That's right.
So, okay. We're going to do a little bit of Wayfaring Stranger.
Actually, what I do, I put layers of crazy glue on it, the make them strong.
And occasionally glue them together.
We'll have to play like that. What are we playing anyway?
Wayfaring Stranger. Oh, okay. In the key of B flat.
Just a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. But there's no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright world to which I go. Going there to meet my Father, going there to Rome. I'm only going over Jordan, just going over dark clouds are gathered round me. I know my way's rough and steep, but beauteous fields lie just before me, where souls redeemed their vigil keep. Going there to meet my mother, she said she'd meet me when I. One of my favorite things about
folk music
is the titles of the songs, especially fiddle tunes have some really neat titles. And this one in particular, we learned a year or so ago, is called Nail That Catfish to a Tree. Not sure what that means.
That's one way of skinning a catfish. There's more than one way to skin a catfish. How does that go again, Mama?
Another thing about fiddle tunes is it's hard to keep the names straight with the different tunes.
Thank you.
Little Smoky Mountains.
A Little Smoky Mountains.
In the key of D.
Okay. Same part. Smoky
Mountains. This is called My Home's Across the Smoky Mountains. It's a very close relative of My Home's Across the Blue Ridge Mountains. My home's across the Smoky Mountains. My home's across the Smoky Mountains. My home's across the Smoky Mountains. And I never expect to see you anymore. I'm leaving on a Monday morning. Waltz now. Are we going to do it in the key I'm familiar with, or are we going to wing it in a different key?
No, we're going to try this.
What?
B.
Oh, good.
And this was written by
Luke.
You knew it this morning.
Thomason. Luke Thomason.
Wait.
Perfect. Okay. Her ear went out of tune. Okay. Thank you.
Show them the back of that harp.
Huh?
This used to be one of those old black Oscar Schmidt harps, which Mark stripped down and refinished and found all that beautiful wood underneath. It still sounds good, too.
Yes.
Okay, that was Midnight on the Water, and we have time for two more?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do another water song, Over the Waterfall,
in the key of D.
You like it kind of peppy?
Yeah, but not quite as peppy as this morning when I could hardly keep up. Another sort of a fast one.
Mm-hmm.
Little Birdie?
Yes.
Okay. This is
an old traditional tune.
I left my tuner in.
Let's see. Whoops. Wait a minute.
What's that? A saw?
Yes.
Sawgrass.
Spooky.
This is an old traditional tune called Little Birdie.
Take it away.
One, two, one. Short time to be with you and a long time to be gone. I wish I was a little birdie. I'd build my nest not in the air. I'd build my nest in my true love's breast. come sing me your song, for I've a short time to be with you and a long time to be gone. I'd rather be in some dark holler where the sun don't never shine than to see you with another and to know you'll never be mine. Little birdie, come sing me your song, for I've a short time to be with you and a long time to be gone. Little birdie, what makes you fly so high? Oh, you know your true lover is waiting in the sky. Little birdie, come sing me your song. Oh, I've a short time to be with you and a long time to be gone.
Thank you. Time's up.
Mark and Linda faculty, ladies and gentlemen, they're known as Harpbeat. They've got tapes available over at the Marble Stage where the Friends of Florida Folk Organization. Oh, they're sold out of tapes. All right, well.
I'm going downtown to see my pony run, and if I should win any greenbacks, I'm sure gonna give you some. Now while I was down in the jailhouse, friends were walking by. Nobody came there to check on me, and I can't help but wonder why.
Daddy was a gambler.
are growing wild. Beef steak when I'm hungry, whiskey when I'm dry, greenbacks when I'm hard up, sweet heaven when I die. I said it's beef steak when I'm hungry, whiskey when I'm dry, greenbacks when I'm hard up, sweet heaven when I die, sweet heaven when I die.
Good afternoon. Keep that up. It blows the air this way. Makes it cooler.
Yes.
Whee. Okay, we're very glad to be here from Sebring, Florida. Let me introduce these folks real quick. On my right is Ginger McClure on the lap dulcimer, my sister-in-law. To my left is my wife, Melanie Robertson, who is playing the old-time banjo. To the far end down there is John McClure, Melanie's brother, my brother-in-law, Ginger's husband,
wow,
playing the mandolin. So we're so glad to be here. And
well, who are you?
Who am I? Who? My name is Jim Robertson.
Thank you.
I'm married to her. I'm Melanie's husband. That's what most people call me. Okay.
I'm the in-law.
Yeah, we're going to do a tune for you that we collectively wrote. It kind of describes how our music was developed and some of the old memories we have. It's a little nostalgia song we call Back Porch Revival.
House we remember well, built with love, sweat, tears, and Florida pine. The back porch of that house is where we learn what life's about, the things that really matter in our lives.
Was my favorite place to be when I sat on Grandpa's knee.
He'd pick up the fiddle and rosin of his bow.
Uncle Charlie hummed along as they played his favorite song,
keeping rhythm with the tapping of his toe. It's a back porch revival, we come to take you home as we play and sing the songs of bygone days. Come join the back porch revival, we'll take you back in time and share with you the joys of old time ways.
It's an old hound dog named Bill, eyes in the windowsill,
in folk gathered around to talk and sing.
Sipping lemonade, gentle breezes in the shade,
rocking babies in the hammock swing.
Friends from near and far help the jelly in the jar,
shelling peas and putting up the corn.
Well, the ice cream's in the churn as the kids all take their turn.
These memories are how the song was born. It's a back porch revival, we've come to take you home as we play and sing the songs of bygone days. Come join the back porch revival, we'll take you back in time and share with you the joy of old time
days. When the evening sun went down, we'd gather hands around
and sing out a favorite hymn or two.
Rock of ages, glad for me, then down on bended knee
to give our thanks and fill our hearts anew.
I remember Grandma's face as she sang Amazing Grace,
the songs we sang and stories that were told.
Back porch revival, we've come to take
Thank you. We're going to feature Ginger on a tune here on the lap dulcimer. A little instrumental called Mountain Sky. One of my favorite tunes now, an old one that we get a lot of requests for, a tune called Little Log Cabin. Well, I'm getting old and feeble, and I cannot work no more. My rusty bladed hoe I've laid to rest. My mama and my papa are sleeping side by side. Their spirits are now roaming with the blessed.
Chimney's falling down and the roof has tumbled in, letting in the sunshine and the rain. And the only friend we got now, that little old dog of mine, and that little old log cabin in the lane. Oh, the times I loved best were not many years ago, when friends gathered around my cabin door. We'd dance all night long while I played the old banjo, but alas, I cannot play it anymore. Chimney's falling down and the roof has tumbled in, letting in the sunshine and the rain. And the only friend I've got now is that little old dog of mine, and that little old log cabin in the lane. Grown up that led us round the hill, and the fences have all gone to decay, and the creeks they have dried up where we used to go to mill, and things have changed of course another way.
Chimney's falling down and the roof has tumbled in, letting in the sunshine and the rain.
And the only friend I've got now is that little old dog of mine, and that little old log cabin in the lane. Well, I don't have long to stay here, but what little time I've got,
I'll try to rest content while I remain, till death shall call that dog and me to find a better home than that little old log cabin in the lane. Chimney's falling down and the roof is tumbling, letting in the sunshine and the rain. And the only friend I've got now is that little old dog of mine and that little old log cabin in the lane. Yes, the only friend I've got now, that little old dog of mine, and that little old log cabin in my lane.
Good seat. We're going to do an Arkansas tune for you now that we enjoy. Picked it up from a Jan Milner, who picked it up from Judy Donnelly out in Arkansas, and when she heard it, she said, "That sounds like Back Porch Revival," and kindly brought it back and gave it to us. And we've been doing it ever since. A little tune called Highway Home. Possum climbed out on a hickory limb.
Highway,
we soon made short work of him.
Highway, highway home.
Put him in his pot and cook him sweet, then he's fit for a king to eat. Possum gravy can't be beat. Except maybe them black beans over there.
Highway, highway home.
Highway home, highway home. There's trouble all about, so you better watch out. It's highway, highway, highway home, highway home. Don't need to worry, but surely gotta hurry. It's highway.
Man on the very front row.
Highway, highway home.
His head's so hard that the hair can't grow.
You sure that's not your Uncle Charlie?
Highway, highway home.
A big mosquito his bald head spied, ate till she was satisfied, then used his head for a toboggan slide.
Highway, highway home.
Highway home, highway home. There's trouble all about, so you better watch out. It's highway, highway.
There is an old maid lives in our town. Highway, highway home. She goes to bed ere the sun goes down. Highway, she prays for a man like all maids do. And owl nearby says,
"Hoo, hoo, hoo,"
says she.
Most any old fool will do.
Highway, highway home.
Highway home, highway home. There's trouble all about, so you better watch out. It's highway, highway, highway home, highway home. There's no need to worry, but surely gotta hurry. It's highway, highway, highway home, there's trouble all about, so you better watch out. It's highway, highway, highway home, no need to worry, but surely gotta hurry. It's highway.